This is exactly right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Adulting is hard, but it doesn't have to be impossible. If you want to hear more about ways you can actually live your best life, check out How to Be a Better Human.
Each week, comedian Chris Duffy sits down with an expert to talk about the realistic and often unexpected ways you can improve your life.
This season on How to Be a Better Human, learn how thinking about death can actually make your life happier, why it's never too late to make a change, and more.
Find How to Be a Better Human wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hey, everyone. Welcome to Adulting. I'm Michelle Buteau.
And I'm Jordan Carlos, and I couldn't be happier than to be exchanging here with my bestie, Michelle. You look nice in stripes, buddy.
Thank you. I try. You know what? It's got to be the vertical, not the horizontal, especially with the tatas. It's just, it is what it is. Okay, you guys, just give me a fucking moment, okay?
Please.
Traveling, and now people are starting to, like, know me and want to take pictures with me, which is very nice, but, like, I always got to, like, have a light beat and, like, something nice on, which I'm not used to.
Right.
And this is by no means, like, we are not getting money for this advertisement because I'm not even, like, mentioning, like, a specific brand, but I hate ironing so much, but these steamers have saved my life. And now there's traveling steamers. You know, when you steam your clothes, I always like picture a steamer with like a big wardrobe person and you have to like move it.
Oh,
and
it's God.
Like very big. But now you could just like pack a steamer. And I'm just like, I want a lot of steamers. I want them in every room.
You just want
room.
A lot of steamers?
I do.
Yeah?
And this is like one of my pet peeves with comedians on stage is when they're wearing very wrinkled clothes.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I will steam my clothes.
You used to wear wrinkled clothes a lot. Not anymore.
Yeah, because I was in a linen phase. All right. So let me ask you this. Like what? How big of a steamer are you talking about? You mean like as big as a dust devil?
Ooh, I'm not a size queen when it comes to a steamer. Not at all. You could be small and mighty. You can get the job done just in my hand. You just fit my hand. You got a little girth at the top.
Oh, God. All right. Listen, I just wondered.
This is disgusting. I can't believe I'm someone's mother and daughter.
Is it like the kind that come in the hotel room? The ones that are like in the hotel closet?
Where do I go from there? Where do I go from there?
So you got to look good out in these streets. I understand.
A lot more hotels, especially boutique hotels, are doing steamers as opposed to irons. When you have to cool down for the iron, it's like y'all can't even keep it in the room. You just pass the one between the 10 rooms. That's too much. Like, I hope you're wiping that handle. Oh my God. Have you ever like tried to iron something and then like there's something stuck to it and now it's all over your shirt?
Yes. Yes. I've had that happen to me before.
Or like when an iron doesn't iron, that's so fucking frustrating. That's like a vacuum that doesn't pick up or a comedian that's not funny.
I tell you what, I kind of went on a hiatus from ironing, of course, as you know, because what I used to have to do was like ironing was punishment. It was like I had to like iron loads of clothes. I had to iron my church clothes.
Growing up?
Yes.
Oh, so it was like triggering. You're like, no more.
Yeah. She was like, iron your jeans.
Oh, is that a Southern thing?
I mean, there came a moment in cis men, straight dude clothing where we went from like wanting is that a pleat, I guess, in the front of the pants?
Yes.
To just like, we want it flat. We want it flat now.
Mm-hmm. I think pleats, it's such a strong personality choice. And growing up going to Catholic school, grade school and high school, and not even finding pants in my size and then having to do pleats really fucked me up from pleats. And
see, we have these associations. That's what it is.
100%. And my mom, you know, because Jamaica was colonized by the British, she doesn't say khaki, she says cocky.
Oh, no.
And saying cocky in Central Jersey to a bunch of 12-year-olds is like not how I ever want to live and or go to the playground. And she would yell after me, like, change your cockies. And I'm just like, shut the fuck But yeah, I mean, I see your point. I cannot do plaid skirts anymore.
Yeah.
Like I'm down with a button down, but I got to wear it open.
Down with a button down, but it's got to be open. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've moved away from the button down. All my shirts now are like tees.
It's casual.
Yeah. This is the most buttons I wear these days. I don't know. What happened? What happened, Michelle? Because I didn't get the memo. I didn't get the email.
Life, man.
I guess.
It wasn't an email. It was insidious, you know.
Is insidious?
Yeah. It's just like it fucking crept up on us and all of a sudden there's no buttons. All of a sudden we're naked.
I know. Yo.
You guys, if you want to see us do naked comedy, definitely follow us on the pod, Adulting the Pod on Instagram, and let us know if you want to come to a naked show. People do naked shows. It's a lot.
What are you suggesting right now? What are you even saying?
I don't know. The caffeine is hitting in weird ways.
Michelle.
You guys, let's just get to the live show portion of this episode. I'm very excited. Tell them who we got, Jordan, because I clearly am a fucking mess.
I'm going to do it because it's three names. Julian Shapiro Barnum. I can't wait for y'all to hear this discussion. It was wonderful. Michelle, are anything to add, Michelle?
Oh my God. Is he okay?
I will also drop it.
I love you too, bitch. What's up? What's up, honey?
Oh,
what's
shit. Get those angles.
Get I love it. Angles. Look at my what's little up, Oprah's Brooklyn? Book club. This is a... Who the fuck are you? I love
you. They love you, Michelle.
Oh, my God.
What's not to love? What's not to love? Please give it up for DJ Don Will over here on the ones and twos. Hey guys.
How you doing?
I'm good.
You look good.
Thank you.
Come on, did you sleep?
I slept well.
You look, like, yeah.
I got a solid 8.
You got 8 hours?
What?
Of sleep?
I went to bed at 10 o'clock, so.
What the fuck?
In this city?
You went know to what bed? I mean?
How is that done? That's
make
amazing.
Make some noise if you need 8 hours and you can't find time. Make some noise if you could do it in 6 hours. Some grown ass, they don't sound as excited. They're definitely.
I can do a 5.5. I can do a 5.5. I can do a solid 5.5.
Are you on your computer or your phone in your bed?
No, I'm meditating in the window.
Yeah, I believe
I'm definitely,
him too.
I'm definitely on TV. I'm watching TV, and then at like 12:30, I'm like, I should go to bed. And that's it.
You have a TV in your bedroom?
I do not have a TV in my bedroom, feng shui. And, It's in the living room, and then I shut that bad boy off. I shut off the TV and the Apple TV, because sometimes if you don't shut off the Apple TV, then it plays the whole fucking show.
Too much. Too much.
That's bad.
Too much. Like, too well, much. No, too much. Just say you shut the
who
TV
off. Who can relate? Who can relate?
Nobody talks shit about Apple as much as you do.
I know. That's not true. Oh. Okay, thank you. There's one other person in the crowd.
It's there's another person in your club.
No, but I'm so sick of it, like the Vision Pro. I'm very mad at the Vision Pro.
I can't. I'm wearing heels. We got to talk about something else.
Okay. This is,
I'm so bored, and I have a really cute outfit on.
What?
It's Wild Fang. I mean, you know, it is like a fucking plus-size episode of Cirque du Soleil when I have to pee, but that's okay. You got to make sure you put it up here and don't pee on your neck. You know what I mean? Arch your back. I wore this on the airplane one time. I was like, oh, I fucked up. I was making so much noise, people straight up thought I was like jerking off. I was like,
I don't like scatological humor, you know. I don't like skatos. Skatos? what are we calling her
what
these
days? What is going on? Come on. I love it because it is always giving, like, you know, black Mr. Rogers. You know what I mean?
Wow.
No!
I'm black Mr. Rogers.
God!
I'm black Mr. Rogers. Now I'm like realizing I am black Mr. Rogers. I am black Mr. This is like a Meisner technique exercise. I am.
Oh,
thank you.
My
I am.
God.
I am. It's true.
Jordan,
it's true.
What's good? I haven't seen you since the last show. It was sold out. We had Vanessa Williams and her daughter, Jillian Harvey.
Good.
It was very fucking exciting. Too bad you weren't here. It was a snow day.
It was a snow day.
How did you know that, Al Roker? Shit. Okay.
She's right. It was a snow day. It was an official snow day in the city of New York.
Yeah,
it was
happening.
The mayor said that the kids had to go to school online anyway. Right.
And
mayor,
that was wild.
Eric Adams.
What is he doing?
We don't like him. And not at all. Not at all. We can come out and just say he sucks, I think, at this point. He sucks.
We can. What is he doing?
He's
like the indecisive friend at a restaurant. It's like, bitch, make a decision and make it good.
Then he got mad at the parents for not being able to navigate the website that crashed in the first place. He's like, if you cannot get your child on the computer, then your child can't get on the computer with your child. I was like, what in the city worker shit?
Oh,
he was wearing a Fendi scarf the whole time. From Canal Street. I was like, no, he did not. Why are you coming for us?
Read him! Read him!
No, we love the mayor. We just, no. We just love him to do something else. I just want him to do something else. Your child.
Oh my God. I think you just came up with your SNL audition.
I think I did.
That was good. I felt it.
Yeah. Oh,
you got a callback.
Yeah. that goddamn mayor. But we can't talk too much shit because he's black. You know what I'm saying?
I know, so it's like, that part.
I guess we can. Okay. Fair game. Oh, we already had one. Mayor Dinkins. So you're right.
Oh,
you're right.
Shit.
We can come from. Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody's very East Spicy tonight.
Yes.
What's going on? Everyone's in a good mood. No IBS flare-ups tonight.
Fuck. I like it. I like the aggression. I want to know what borough this is coming from. We're doing it.
I don't even know where to go. I feel like a substitute teacher. What?
Yeah. I don't fucking know.
You know?
Didn't you? Wow.
Take a minute.
You asked me how I was doing, like how my week was going. That's what you said.
Yeah, I did.
If I can just bookmark. Okay, so I went skiing. That was fun. We went skiing in the Berkshires. It is a mountain range. And
nobody knows what you're talking about when you say it like that.
I went skiing in the Berkshires. It's a mountain range.
But I need a whole ass moment because how many times am I here, like, seeing a black man say, I went skiing?
Yeah, that was...
So just
it's a black history first. Another black history first. I felt like Matthew Henson, the real person who made it to the North Pole first. And so I was up... Wow, this is getting personal. Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
You guys act like I'm talking about Beyonce's new country song up here. Okay. We invented country. That shit. I was like, I didn't even know I was gonna wake up and argue about this.
This is everything.
We invented country music, the banjo. Where the fuck that come from? Okay. Africa.
Somebody's been on Black Twitter.
Truly. I got so upset about that because I'm from Texas. And hold for applause. And and I was like when I saw people being like, black people don't know shit about country music, I was like, Charlie Pride is one of three grand op. Thank you, Charlie Pride, 52 top 10 country hits. 52.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Insane.
Yes, a lot.
Darius Rucker, better known as Hootie. Inducted into the Grand Ole Opry, you know, and I know it's like being from Texas. I love my country. I love, you know, Johnny Cash, and I love Patsy Cline, and I love all this shit. But don't tell me what I don't know about the shit that I know and the sources. I'm going. I came with footnotes, fuckers. You know, like stop.
I love it when like Jordan's edibles kicking the fuck in. You know it's gonna be a good motherfucking show.
It's a low grade 2.5, okay? Like, calm down.
Oh my goodness.
But I know what I know, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And when you know what you know, Lord, you know.
Oh, Lord. So how the fuck was your week, man?
It was...
We don't have to. Okay, you know,
we went skiing. I went skiing on the fresh pow pow. It was very nice. My son said something beautiful. I'm trying to hit all demos. There's white people in the audience. I'm trying to hit.
Oh my God.
And not like, you know, spicy whites. There's like Caucasians. So I'm trying to hit all the Dems. And I'm just.
Ooh, where is my popcorn?
Okay, no, I'm just. My son said something very beautiful, which was we were on the lift.
How old is your son?
He's 7 years old.
Oh, my God.
And he says to me, he says, because he speaks like Elmer Fudd, but it's so beautiful, and we're not going to get him a speech therapist because it's too cute. And and he goes, Dad, can I ask you a question? I'm like, you can ask me a question. And he goes, okay, sometimes I feel like exploring and adventures. And sometimes I feel like I want safety and security. Which one is better?
Oh my God.
What's better? And I was like, you sound ridiculous. No, I didn't
say
that. No. No, but I.
That is so cute. And if y'all ovaries ain't high-fiving right now, then you are dead inside. Also good for you if you're dead inside.
I just told him that's a wonderful question to raise, and that will be something that you will have to, you know, you'll deal with it for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? But it's beautiful that you're thinking about it right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I love that. And I love that you're giving him the space, the license, the opportunity to even think about that shit, to even feel something different. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because I see so many parents with their kids, and the minute their kids want to say something, what? What now? Like, you know, like, you can't even hear. And it is triggering, like, their voices a little bit.
Well, because they ask for mom the most. They ask for mom the most. It's always like, mom, mommy, mama, mommy, mom. And I'm just chilling right over here. You know what I'm saying? But, to a point where my wife is like, you will direct all questions to your father now. You know, like, it's true. It's true. Do you get called on the most?
I do, but I'm also like a shining light. You know what I mean? Like, I'm also very fun, and my whole body feels like a Tempur-Pedic mattress. So get in here. You know what I mean? But they're starting to get real fucking sassy, and I never know what they're getting. It's not from me, okay? They're five.
It's from your Dutch husband, Gijs. He's...
Maybe.
He's sassy.
It's not me. Yeah, he's a little white boy sassy sometimes. I'm like, the fuck? I was trying to put the kids to bed, and I was like, you don't need another story. You don't need another banana. We good. Go the fuck to bed.
Yeah.
I want to watch Love is Blind.
Where is it this year?
Go, I need to see AD and her lashes. Let me just do this. And Otis goes, Mama, do you know everything? Or do you just think you know everything?
Oh,
burn.
Oh.
And you know, I didn't realize there's those times where you just want to call your kids a motherfucker. But I didn't say anything. I was like, you know what? What a great question. I'll be right back. And I never went back. Go to sleep.
Yes. Go to sleep. Go the fuck to sleep, please. They won't do it. My son is always like, can I get cold, fresh water?
Cold and fresh? No. You're asking too much. Cold and fresh? You're asking too much.
Yeah, that's two. That's one
too
thing
much.
Too many.
How's your kid, Don? Don got a kid. Don got a grown kid.
I got a 14-year-old. God damn.
That's crazy. Yes.
She is spicy and sassy.
That's fun. We'll talk later.
Yeah.
I can't believe a 14-year-old. Don is 75, everyone. We just age well.
Genetics, baby.
Yeah, cryogenic freezer. Yeah.
Let's get to our guests. This is a very exciting show. Hold up. Before we bring our guests out, make some noise if you have been to adulting before.
Thank you.
Oh my God, the minority. Make some noise if you've never been to adulting. Look at that, look at God. Make some noise if you have listened to the podcast.
Thank you.
So I'm very excited to bring our first guest
out. First guest out.
I mean.
Yes, you might know them from their hit Instagram show, Recess Therapy.
Oh, they do,
yes.
They do.
5 million followers. Please give it up for Julian Shapiro Barnum.
Let's go. Let's go. you've got to be living totally off the grid not to know, or at least heard a little bit about astrology.
Even if it's just what sign you are or what sign you should avoid when it comes to dating.
And if you're curious about what other secrets astrology holds, then you'll want to check out the new podcast that digs just into that.
It's called Stars and Stars with Issa.
In each episode, astrologer Issa Nakazawa sits down with some of the most talented artists and thinkers of our time.
As a Taurus rising, Issa examines each guest's birth chart while also shedding light onto their unique life path and purpose. You'll learn what the cosmos have in store for creative minds like stand-up comic W. Kamau Bell, surrealist blues poet Aja Monet, and musician Umi. Each episode is a golden opportunity for you to look to the stars above while listening to the stars below. Oh!
You might laugh, you might cry, but most importantly, you will gain meaningful insights into your own life.
Yes, benefits on benefits.
Check out Stars and Stars with Issa wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi.
Oh my God.
Hi, everybody.
Sit down. Sit down.
Take a seat. You look great.
Are people supposed to wait backstage and come out, or is it normal to
There's
come
no
out?
There's no rules. The only rule is wash your hands.
It feels crazy to be sitting backstage like, oh, I'm going to come on so soon. Like, oh, I got it. So
that's every comedian.
That's why I wanted to be in the audience and watch also.
Well, we wanted your kind you. Eyes.
You love
oh,
her
shoes. Oh, thank oh, you so much.
Julian, write that down, okay? Yeah.
My Clarks. Black.
I do love a good Clark moment, all up in London.
I like your pants, though. They're
Thank
cool.
You.
They're cool blue. I like what you're doing. I like a lot of what you're doing. I didn't know.
I like what you're doing.
This is about you. Oh,
sorry.
I like what both of you are doing.
I think what you're doing, too.
Oh, okay. You and just... Don, what you're doing?
Thank you.
Pretty
it's not
good.
Not as good as what you guys are doing.
Oh, thank you. We're trying.
We have history.
We do.
What?
How do y'all have... So yeah. Everyone has history with you.
Everybody's got history with
me.
You.
How do y'all know each other?
Can I tell the truth?
You can tell it. Wait, this is the story.
I didn't know what tea time.
We need to cut to commercial real quick.
This really crazy thing happened that I got to share with you, which was we won Webbies for internet things, which is very good. And we were sitting next to each other at the table, and then they called Don up, and he like went up with a lot of beautiful energy, I would say.
Thank you.
And then you, Jennifer Lawrence, you fell backwards on stage in front of
what?
Man, you left that out, bro. I didn't know you did that.
Jennifer Lawrence, the Oscar winner, or like Jennifer Lawrence from Queens?
Both. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure Jennifer from Queens also. But you got up and you didn't say anything and you gave your speech.
I did. Fell flat on my back at the Webbies before giving my acceptance speech.
Yeah. Oh no.
Hopped up, gave my speech, and went back to the table. And Julian said, "Was that planned?"
It was so.
Wait, you fell?
I fell.
I thought Jennifer fell. I was like, "Get the fuck up, Jennifer."
No. Jennifer fell at the Oscars.
This is how rumors start. This is how rumors...
But we run into each other maybe once a month on the street.
That's beautiful. And now how do y'all know each other?
Oh, okay. So if I may, I was taking my kids to the Spike Lee exhibit because I live in Brooklyn. And so we're by Grand Army Plaza and Julian stops my kids and he's like, "Can I interview your children?"
So that's what I do for work.
Yes.
Feels
you
important.
You were looking to hire people for your startup company.
Yeah.
Tell everybody what you do.
I have a show online where I interview children about all types of things, silly and serious. Yeah.
And it's so good.
It's so pure. It makes you feel like there's right in the world.
Yes.
I hope. They have so many beautiful, brilliant things to say, and I try to put it out there so people can hear it.
As my wife would say, it's wholesome as fuck, and we love it. And you might know the video about corn, like where he interviews the young man about corn. He's like,
you might recognize my arm.
Oh my God!
But now do you know who I am?
Yeah.
How did you come up with this idea?
I was in college, and I was doing a lot of on the street interview stuff, and I was interviewing a lot of adults. And they weren't very uplifting. And they seemed to feel as bad as I did. And then the truth that I don't often say is I was like, I'm going to interview like elderly folks. Mm. And I got yelled at.
Wait, in New York City?
I went to school near Cambridge.
Okay.
Is this how you tell us you went to Harvard?
No, I went to Boston University.
Oh, okay. I was like,
near Cambridge, okay. Not in Cambridge.
Okay. Okay. I was like, whenever you feel comfortable. Sharing.
I also went to school near New Haven.
Like, oh yeah.
Near, couple hours.
Nearish.
I have a question. You said you were interviewing adults and they were feeling as bad as you. What were you feeling bad about?
Well, it was 2020.
Yeah.
So, sure. Do I need to say more?
What could possibly have happened?
What happened then? I don't know. Okay. So you switched to kids, and I have to say this. I love talking to kids because they're so original. Like, they're just a jukebox of wild shit. Mm-hmm. And, like, what's been your wildest interview that you haven't been able to put out yet? Like, you're like, I can't put this out.
Like, truthfully, there's so many we can't.
I have a question. Are you obviously happy to talk to children?
Yes.
Do you wish that somebody would have talked to you like that?
I did get talked to like that.
You did.
I come from a very large family. I think...
Your family's fascinating. Not everybody knows.
My dad's might be here. But I have five parents. I don't know. I said they might be. Oh, there's one. Oh, and there's the other.
Explain your family dynamic.
Yeah. So, I have three moms, two dads.
Wow.
Yeah.
Queer family. I had two moms. They wanted to have a baby. They asked my dad to be a sperm donor. Hi. his husband, my other dad, is the other dad. My moms broke up when I was two and met other women. And they all raised us. And I say I got that because I felt like in having so many parents, I was really listened to and like... given a lot of space to share my ideas.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Air horn, emotional air horn.
Emotional air horn.
So they're all five are here.
No, just my dads are here.
Okay.
My mom bought a ticket and did not come. You're welcome.
That's a mom move. I bought tickets to One Love and never went. I just want to support. Yes.
She's loving you from afar. So who's the fun one?
They're all equally fun.
Oh, you are good.
They're all so.
That's really good.
You are very good.
Very diplomatic. And they might all be fun. That's wonderful.
They are all fun, genuinely.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. I got to get to it. What's dating like?
Oh. Whoa. Yeah, it's all right. I just went through a big breakup, so I'm like figuring that out.
Oh, again. My goodness. Did you know for a while that it wasn't working out, or was it a surprise?
No, it was a very amicable, healthy breakup, and we're still good friends.
Yeah.
What is it like? Did they meet all five parentals?
Oh, of course. They were very in the scene. And it's a lot. You have to meet a lot of people. You think there's a lot of parents, there's a lot of extended family. There's a lot going on.
Walk us through it. How, like, okay, so you have five parents, like, so much more extended family. Do you need, like, a map or something like that?
There is a flow chart, right, Dad? There is.
What's the flow? Is it? Because my flow chart is not your flow chart. I'ma just put it out there like that. Oh my God. Hello, Mother Nature? Are you glowing? Oh, sorry. It was father time. What's your flow chart? We'll compare.
What's your flow chart? Do you have a flow chart for either of your families just to keep track?
I married into a giant family.
Yeah.
A giant ass family. I just backed up into it and now I have like. My doop, beesh, bop. My kids have like three grandmas and like three grandpas until recently, and they can't get away with anything. You know, do you feel like because you had five people watching you, like you couldn't get away with much? Or how did you feel?
I think things were pretty loose.
Really?
Within reason.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
I think honestly, not to be so boring, I think I was like pretty chill.
Yeah, you seem pretty chill. You seem pretty chill. And it seems like dating you, it seems like dating you, it seems like a lot of communication, and I like that.
Yes, a
good health, and I like a healthy dose of communication.
Do you?
And I'm just curious, do you find it hard to be casual, to date?
Well, I was a serial, I am, no, I'm not. I was a serial monogamist. I was in a lot of...
Okay.
You have that vibe, and that's lovely.
But I'm done.
Oh, okay.
I'm done.
Oh, okay. Why?
I'm too young.
Oh, right.
You're too young.
I'm 24.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. 24 is a good time for a hoe phase.
Yes. Sure. See, what's happening right now, what your guys are hitting up against is I'm like, I'm a kids show host. And yes. then I'm
oh,
like,
I'm so sorry.
No, you're right. And I'm like,
balloon arches, let's go.
No. I've really trained myself to like not say shit.
Right.
But I will, whatever you want to know, I'm an open book.
Okay. All right. So
no,
you're.
No, I get it.
Wait. Do people, people that you date,
sure.
Now that you're in your hoe phase,
He can't say it either. He can't say sex or fucking. He says celebrating each other's bodies.
What's wrong with that? And
that's
what's
awful.
Wrong with that?
That's awful.
Do you say, oh, do you want to fuck? Or do you want to
Jordan, are you celebrate like, hey, you want to come back to mine so I can celebrate your body?
I don't have that much confidence. I don't have that much. I'm like, I have an original copy of The Age of Innocence in my house.
I have no idea.
Perhaps you'd like to see it. I don't have that kind of confidence. But... maybe you'd like, I could make you a nice tea with my tea balls. You know, those are tea traps.
What's that mean?
Tea traps.
Do you roll
I
dice?
I will not
before...
be shamed. No, I'm curious as to, like, if people have seen you on IG, and then does that ever color the dating situation?
I wish I could show you guys the repulsive DMs I receive daily.
Oh, no.
It is scary.
Oh, no.
From
everyone.
Okay.
Or no. Well,
yeah.
I mean, I've never responded to a DM like that because I don't want to open that door. People are so much more confident than I would imagine they would be with what they can say to a stranger on the internet.
The thing is, they're not. That's why they're saying it to you
True.
In a DM.
Yeah.
They would never be able to say it to your face. Yeah. And I feel, as a parent, I thought it would be like, you know, figuring out how to walk my kid through being bullied, racism, misogyny, whatever. But at the top of my list, I have to help them define their worth without social media.
It's so, I
you
hate
know what I mean?
Social media. I work in social media and I hate social media.
Yeah, that's a good relationship to have with social media, to be honest.
I don't know.
How are you able to talk to kids though? Because I glitch up when it's not mine. I'm always like, you, a small human, we have lemonade in the kitchen if you'd like. Other sundry items.
I don't know. I think I was bad at it, and then it was like a reps. I taught kids improv when I was younger, in my younger days.
Yeah.
So I like got really good, I think, at like making kids feel like what they were saying was like something that I was excited to hear.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what I do when I meet them. Like I feel like so often kids aren't given like 20 minutes to say what they think.
Yeah.
And I think it's really exciting to be given that opportunity.
Yeah.
I was just saying that.
And some of it's just pretending. I think sometimes people ask me like, how do you talk to kids? And I was like, just be interested in what they're interested in, even if it's not interesting to you. Roblox.
Not into it.
Maybe that doesn't hit everybody, but I have to hear about this all the time.
Yeah.
The kids seem to be into robots, lava, dinosaurs.
Roblox.
Do
you know about this?
Roblox. I do. Yeah.
Fortnite.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. So you kind of you speak in this kind of language, this child language.
It's English. He literally speaks okay. English.
this certain way of speaking, this foreign tongue.
He literally is just like, how was your day, dude? Like, what? So we get questions from the audience and we answer them and they're all about
the
okay, great. Oh my God, thank you for doing your homework.
Show.
Of course you're doing your homework. Okay.
All right. So here's a question.
Yay.
Okay. How many days a week /month/year are you having sex?
Oh.
Is that just a question for us?
Yeah.
Or is it like an advice thing?
You know what it is, though? It feels like, how many days a
week? Every single day of the week.
You're 24, get it in.
I know, I was like, but you were here on time.
Whole face. Do it now.
How many days a
I'm
week
kidding.
Are you having sex? It, to me, what I hear is, how often should I be having sex? And that's really up to you. You know, like you can watch music videos or movies and be like, oh my God, that's what they say. But like, it's really up to you. It's how you feel. So whatever is good for you, do that. You know what I mean? And yeah, I just hate when people are just like every day or four times. It's like whatever you need, do that.
Do you have a number? Do you have a number yourself?
No.
I actually have like an
24.
Equation. I have a mathematical proof I use to figure out the right amount for each.
Oh, cool. So you like
that's on my flowchart.
Yeah, that's your flowchart. Yeah.
Okay. Did you battle imposter syndrome when you first started acting? How do you get over picking yourself apart on screen?
Imposter
syndrome. I'm struggling. Brie like the cheese. Hi, Brie like the cheese. I mean, imposter syndrome comes from good old-fashioned insecurity, and you're really just building up this story that like someone's gonna like reject you before it even happens. And so I always say, don't tell yourself no before someone else tells you no. Just go in there with like a, yeah, why not? You know what I mean? And also like, For real, have fucking fun. Like, look at you. You are beautiful. They would be fucking lucky to have you. Do you know what I mean? Like, lucky to have you. So, yeah, you're not taking up their time. They're taking up your time. So have fucking fun.
Can I share a half-baked thought?
Yes!
About imposter syndrome? Something that I've been thinking about, like, recently I've been in, like, a lot of situations where I've, like, felt imposter-y or like kind of higher profile scenes where I'm like, ooh, I don't belong here. What am I trying to say? There's something good here. I'm saying is like, don't like know what makes you unique and special, and like don't, because you feel like people are being a different way, like don't like bend to that way. Like
insecurity.
It's like, yeah exactly.
That's what I realized. Yeah. You know, being the only child, being the biggest person, being the only black one, being all this stuff. After a while, I was just like, I just had a smile. Because I'm just like, why is everyone bringing their fucking trauma here? Like, leave it. Hi, how are you? How you doing? Like, I don't, like, you know, you could be this or this by this. And the great thing about being 46, oh my God, my abortion is 25 years old.
Older than me.
That deserves an air horn right there. 26 air horns.
Can run for Congress.
You know, doing crowd work from stage, especially doing stand-up, for some reason, I don't know when, how, or why. I think it's probably having kids, too. Because I'm able to connect with my inner child, I can see other people's inner child. So I'm like, we don't got to do this, whatever you think this is. We could just be. And it's so much more fun. Like, I laugh so much. Like, everyone just has more fun. So, like, yeah, it ain't that deep, to be honest. Everyone's got insecurity. Thank you so much, Mary J. Blige. Okay.
This is a good one.
Okay, yeah, do it.
Okay. This is a good one. Yeah. Should I meet the ex-husband if he isn't ready to meet me? My girlfriend has 2 kids with him.
Oh.
That's a hard one now. That's a spicy
one. This is hard.
One.
I wrote about it in my show because it's hard. Now, you have...
I have a daughter and I have a girlfriend, 2 different relationships.
Yeah.
And they met.
Yeah.
The girlfriend and my daughter's mom met. It was fine.
Yeah. Blending families, as your family was able to do so well, is not fucking easy. You know, you want to start it right away because you're like, how could they not love this person that loves me and I love them? But that could also affect the relationship. So I just say, take a little bit more time. And definitely don't do it at like a big family event because everyone wants to like stake their claim of like, you know, who they are. Yeah, don't do it on a big day.
Yeah, don't do it on a big day. I think I have to say, yeah, it's probably a lot of egos and attitudes there because I'm just gonna say like, cis, straight dudes aren't always the best. they can be brittle. You know what?
What
I mean? They can be. I'm gonna.
Really?
I'm gonna go out on a limb and just say. They can handle situations not in the best possible way, right? So if like, okay, you've met the kids and then like you're with the mom and like he sees you and he's like, oh my God, he's getting with my ex-wife and he's probably throwing a football with my son. You know, like...
Is this an episode of Friday Night Lights? What the fuck? Where the fuck did you just go, Captain?
I'm just saying it probably sends this guy for a loop. I hope that dad is going to therapy because it's like you got to let go. You got to let go and let God and let life move on. But if you're not ready to meet them, I'm a
don't
bet they aren't either. Yeah, don't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, don't do it. Yeah. I say. Ooh, and it's hard. And then they like go on your Instagram and try to figure out who. Oof, it's hard.
This is a stage of life that I've not gotten to
I
yet.
Know.
I'm like, oh man, this is, I know, yeah, it's hard.
You said you're in your stage.
Yeah, your whole phase. Good for yeah. you. Okay. Any advice for couples in interracial relationships? I'm black and white. He's white but Italian. LOL.
The LOL.
That as someone who's Italian.
Oh no.
No.
Oh no. I've heard jokes before.
What do you think?
Oh, any advice for interracial relationships? You know what? I really wasn't prepared. Because I was such an equal opportunity hoe. Like it really was like a game of musical chairs. Like the music stopped. I was like, oh, you know, and so I didn't know. I have been accused of whitewashing my family because I'm light skinned and he white. I was like, no, it's a dick. And then, no.
Oh my God.
You know, and then like you have to explain yourself, but I'm like, but now we're 10 years in and he loves me. Like he's picked me up off the floor. He's held my hair back. We've been through 4 miscarriages. Like he's a good ass dude. When I come home tonight, he has my bonnet laying on my fucking pillow for me. Like,
it's huge.
At the end of the day, it's just like, if that's your person, it's just like you figure out, you always kind of figure out how you have to defend yourself like an elevator pitch, like in one line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And anybody that always has something to say about my interracial relationship is always single.
I didn't write that question, okay? So just so you know. Don, do you have any advice?
Yeah.
I'm not an interracial relationship. So,
have you ever been in an interracial relationship?
Not significant enough to give any advice about being in one. I have several
Julian
interracial friendships.
Yes. Julian, have you ever been in an interracial relationship?
Yes, but I don't know if I have advice.
I want to offer to our guests. What would I say? Here's some tips. The amount of board games that you are asked to play. Oh my God. Board is right. Okay, I know it's a homonym. I know it's a homonym, but like, stop. I know. When you play board games, I know you have perfect credit. Okay, I get it. You're like, let's have a little panic in the room. Let's have a little dilemma we have to figure out.
Hey,
you know what you go
too far.
Too far.
Hey man, too far. That's my culture right there. Okay. I understand where you're coming from, but please, a little respect. All right.
I can't do it. I can't do that many
God.
Games.
Oh, my God. Anyways, we asked all our guests, and you've been a wonderful guest. Thank you
Thanks
so much.
For
we asked
me.
All our guests. Yes. What is the most adult thing you want to do for yourself that you haven't had time to do this year? And it could be anything, big or small.
I want to. I rent an office space, right?
Okay.
Okay. We right? work.
Listen,
let's go.
That, which feels adult.
Yeah. That's grown.
Yeah. But I think I get less work done there, so I want to challenge myself to not just use the printer.
Okay.
Printers are fun.
Fair.
It's so cool that
yeah,
they have that because I don't have that.
Yeah. Most don't.
But yeah, and really harness the power of productivity. But I'm trying
right.
to be less of an adult. I think adult is bad.
It's bad.
It's bad.
Don't do it.
The Hold show's on, called Adulting.
I know, and I actually am against that word.
Well, thank you for
no,
coming.
No.
Yeah, get out
More
of the
kidding. More
See,
kidding.
But you know what the key is, really?
Yes.
It should be fun being an adult because growing old is a privilege.
Yeah. All right.
Give it up for Julian, everybody.
Yes. Give it up for Julian.
good talking to JSV. That was so cool. What a nice, warm, and kind person.
Yes, you know what I love? I love how open discussions of therapy are right now. Mm. Because when I was growing up, it was like, oh my God, are your parents getting divorced? You know,
shame.
Yes. And then like it's Scarlet A. And then like therapy. Oh my God, what's wrong with you? Are you crazy? And so, you know, when I was growing up, it was like slim fast. And the only thing we should take care of is like, or try to work on is like being thin. And the importance of on around mental health right now, especially with social media and such, I think is it's wonderful. It's fucking wonderful and necessary. And so, you know, if I have to think about something positive about the youth in the future, it would definitely be that. It'd definitely be the vocabulary.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, the thing I love about kids is they're always going to say something original.
Yeah. Not extra crispy.
Not extra crispy.
I'm hungry.
It's not going to be just like something they heard in like an echo chamber.
Yeah.
It's so cool. And I didn't know how much I needed that in my life, you know?
Yeah.
I have it, but to hear it on IG, what Julian brings is like this quilt work of children, you know?
Yeah.
Their understanding of the world around them. It's like we are just trying to get back there.
Aww.
As adults.
We are. Our inner child needs a hug.
Oh my God, my inner middle child.
We are hugging your inner child today.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everyone, take care. Bye.
And don't forget.
Oh no.
Subscribe.
Not every. Not every episode. Not every episode. That's too much. Oh my God, Jesus Christ.
This has been an Exactly Right production.
Our senior producer is Jiha Lee.
Our associate producer is Christina Chamberlain.
This episode was mixed by John Bradley.
Our guest booker is Patrick Kottner.
Additional production support from Hannah Kyle Crichton.
Theme song and live show DJing is by DJ Don Will.
Our live producer is Mikala Knezovich.
Artwork by Jamie Bechtel.
Photography by Gijs Vandermost.
Executive produced by Karen Kilgariff, Georgia Hardstark, and Danielle Kramer.
Follow the show on Instagram @AdultingThePod.
Email your questions to adultingquestions@gmail.com.